My name's Jerry Donaghy. I've worked in the plant for 30 years. Basically, they were threatening to close the plant, you know, but nobody thought this would ever happen, because every time they've closed the plant, they've always given the people a package. You know what I mean? What they were entitled to, like pensions or redundancy, just give us none. Just come in on the Tuesday and just says, alright, that's it, closed. Now, if we had walked out, the other two plants would have been put back in again. If we had walked out, the gates would have been locked and that would have been the end of it, you know. But we just refused point blank to move, and then just escalated from there, you know.
Is there any practical advice you'd give to fellow workers, you know, facing the same issues, you know, redundancies and all?
Don't accept it.
Yeah.
Just don't accept it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're using this credit crunch as an excuse to cover up their mistakes. You know what I mean? It's not. I don't believe that it's anything other than their mistakes that's causing these problems, you know?
Yeah. Could you tell us a bit more about the support and solidarity you've received from the local community, from other workers? Has that helped to keep the morale going?
Oh, aye. Well, we get up every day and we wave the flags at the motorway, over the motorway, and like, see the response we get, like, people are damnly behind you, and we apologise to the ones who live around it for the noise.
Yeah.
And the neighbour says, no, don't be worrying about it, you know, we support you. So we're getting support from every angle, you know.
Do you see, since the occupation, what events have you been organising within the occupation? I heard you just had a fun day there.
We had a fun day on Sunday, yeah. Well, it was just to let the people know that we're there for the long haul, you know, and sort of get the community involved whatever way we can, you know. There's no sense just isolating yourself, you know. You have to let people know. See, the problem we have is a lot of people don't know that visiting on our Fords. You know what I mean? Even if I get a taxi up the road and I'd say, where do you want to go, I tell them, Fistion, where's that? And that's even people that live on their own road, you know. They even know it better by the old name before it became Ford. It was Audley. That's 40 years ago, you know. So we're having to educate the people, you know, what it actually means to West Belfast. Like, we've been here 40 years, you know what I mean? And it's given employment for everybody in the area, you know what I mean? And it's far-reaching. How many people you know what I mean? The like of Town itself, Riverdale, Brook, Ladybrook, I mean, all over there, there's been a lot of people that have actually worked in the plant, you know. So it is a factory that's based in the community, you know, and that's just all been wiped away because they say the sums don't add up anymore, you know. So we're there for a long haul. Myself and others that have been in the factory that long have walked through rats, shooting, on buses, you know what I mean? So we battled to work in that factory,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Give it up.
We're not giving it up right of faith, you know? And hopefully there's a lot of what I call it activity from the local politicians, from all sides, DUP, Sinn Féin, all over.
Trade unions as well.
Trade unions. Well, Socialist Party, they've been very good. They've come up every day, you know. And there's been donations made from everybody. Even people around here have donated stuff, you know, for local shops. And there was a guy actually came to the gate, didn't even give his name, handed in £400. You know, so now the Waterford Crystal, they're coming up because they fought the same fight, and they got concessions, or they got what they were asking for. So they're going to come up and give us a bit of, you know what I call it. So that's how far it's going. And there's been a lot of what I call it interest in the media in America. The Washington Post gave us a very good write up the weekend, and we've been on. Like at Detroit and all, where that's the motor industry, they're helping TV cameras and all actually telling the facts, you know. So it's an ongoing thing. More meetings due this week where the head of Fords, Now they turned around and said at the start that it's nothing to do with us. Neither of them to start talking, so that's how far on we've got it moved, you know. For them it's taking no interest, saying that we're going to take no interest at all, and now they're going to have to sit down and talk with people. Hopefully we'll get a good result out of it, you know, but that's the only thing we can hope.
All right. Yeah.